subject matter today is a declaration of genocides. The practice to systematically exclude African Americans from the jury process, thereby generating an all-white jury, is a declaration of genocides by the Philadelphia District Attorney Office. Genocide is defined in Article 2 of the United Nations Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, adopted December the 9th, 1948. Explained that genocide means any of the following acts committed with an intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group as such. Killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group and forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. I sent a letter or that petition to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. They in turn responded to me October the 26th, 2016, and I quote, "I write on behalf of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to acknowledge receipt of the communication in which you present a complaint against the United States. The petition has been assigned the number provided above, and we request that you refer to the number in your future communications to the Commission. At present, the petition is subject to preliminary evaluation in accordance with the rules governing the procedure before the Commission. Once the preliminary evaluation is complete, the Commission will contact you to inform you of the results." And this is a letter signed and sent to me by the Executive Secretary. That petition was presented because of the all-white jury scheme. The all-white jury scheme is an old draconian, premeditated, illegal scheme that is synonymous with a high-tech lynching. Recognizing the nature of this tactic, the United States Supreme Court in several rulings over the last 40 years have outlawed this practice in a succession of cases. However, instead of adhering to these precedents, prosecutors nationwide have repackaged that tactic in order to circumvent the high court's precedents and render it impotent, protecting the fair trial rights of black people. Most Americans are misinformed and sincerely believe that the average black person receives a fair trial before a jury of his or her peers. Thank you very much.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.